Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlighting local businesses and services in the region. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, certainly send me an email at randy.bushover@wben.com. With Jessica Tracy, who is property manager for Park Creek, part of AcQuest Development. And Jessica, first thing, how long have you been involved with the company and specifically Park Creek?
I actually just started with the company in the last 3 months, but I've been in property management for the last 5 years. So I've been in senior apartments and I kind of feel very comfortable there.
And this is something you kind of envisioned doing back in your younger days, kind of like the lifelong dream, so to speak?
No, I never even occurred to me to be a property manager. Yeah, I started with getting a master's degree in urban planning, and it just kind of evolved from there. So,
yeah. And I know from talking to other people, and it specifically seems to be female slanted, by the way, property mm-hmm. managers for some of the bigger places here in and around Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And first of all, haven't had any problems with us, the male types, which is kind of interesting. And I don't know why I have that stuck in my brain. But also, it seems that it's proven to be quite a successful opportunity for people in general, but specifically females.
Maybe because we're a little more organized. I don't know. You have to be really super organized to be an effective property manager. So maybe that's it. I couldn't say for sure, but.
And as an offshoot of that, what are the best parts of your job? You get to kind of hang out and talk to all the people at the properties from time to time?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, I always tell people I'm like a jack of all trades, master of none. You know, people come in and you know, they tell you their stories and you kind of become a counselor. But then they come in and say, one outlet in their apartment isn't working. And as opposed to bugging your already burdened maintenance tech, you go in there and you see if you can figure it out because, you know, telltale, it's a breaker that's off or something like that. Or you have to hit the reset button on the GFCI. So simple things like that, but you just kind of have to run the gamut, know yeah. everything.
Yeah, and a couple things specifically, you want to break down and talk more about Park Creek Senior Apartments, which is part of the Buffalo Living Tour, which is coming up next Saturday, the 18th of November. First of all, where is Park Creek, for those who don't know?
So the actual address is 408 Mill Street. It is right in the middle of Amherst State Park. The actual address for Amherst State Park is 400 Mill Street. So if that gives you an idea. So that's like the entrance to the state park. It's brand new. It's beautiful. You have all these access to all these walking trails. Literally, I saw deers as I was driving out of the parking lot the other day, just kind of frolicking. And it was really nice. And it's just super peaceful and serene to be right in the middle of the park. But right in the middle of Williamsville, and you know, you go right out to transit, you go right out to Sheridan to transit, and you have everything that you want. And Maine, the village of Williamsville, is right there as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask, because I know Mill runs roughly Maine to Sheridan. Is it closer to one or the other?
It does. It's a little bit closer to Sheridan, but maybe 2 minutes from Maine. It's not
I was going to say, yeah,
all.
Relatively yeah. good access to a couple of major centers for shopping or whatever you need
it
to
is.
Do.
Wegmans is right there. I stop at Wegmans for lunch every day. So, yeah, you're right near everything.
And as you mentioned, brand new development. How many units do you have?
We have 65 units total.
Any openings?
We do. We have openings. That's why we're kind of going with the Buffalo Living Tour. We want to get people in and let people see, you know, how beautiful our apartments really are. We are about half full right now. We actually just got our certificate of occupancy at the end of August, so people just started moving in September.
And what are the ranges for rents if people were interested?
So we have 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. They start at $1,245 and they go up to $1,545. So the difference would be a 1 or 2 bedroom, and dependent on your view. We have a park view and a courtyard view.
And as far as AcQuest, is Park Creek the senior apartments at Park Creek, I should add, Are they the only, or are they the major? Or how would be what would be the words that apply?
They are the actual first residential component of AccQuest development. So we're kind of, I guess, seeing how it goes.
Yeah, and certainly you, as a company, AccQuest wouldn't take it over if they didn't think there was going to be something workable in that equation for them. And a lot of it has to do with how the housing market has changed here recently.
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, we have directly across from our parking lot, AccQuest also owns Park Creek Assisted Living. So the thinking was, why not have these senior apartments right across where if someone needed to transition into that assisted living, that they could do that very easily and seamlessly.
And what about some of the other unique amenities at Park Creek? We've talked about the location and very close to the park and not too far from either Sheridan or Main. But what about things in the units themselves?
Okay, in the units themselves, they're really gorgeous. Everything is obviously brand new. We have these beautiful white quartz countertops and these espresso cabinets with nice, you know, the silver kind of pulls. I can't remember the exact finish. I'm going to say it's nickel. And beautiful, large, spacious bathrooms with the same finishes, the nice quartz countertops and everything. Everything just really feels like you're in a hotel. It's the flooring is the luxury vinyl tile with this nice plush carpet throughout, you know, the bedrooms and living room and whatnot. And it really is. As soon as you walk in, you'll see it's the foyer is just grand. There's a nice fire pit for anyone to sit around, a nice gas fire pit. And, you know, they're just really beautiful apartments.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking with AccQuest Development's Jessica Teresi, who is property manager for the Park Creek Senior Apartments within the boundaries of the Amherst State Park. And again, just to tag along what you've mentioned about the location, what about other amenities around the other apartments? Or is it just the fact that you're so close in a relatively, what would be called, what, rural setting, but very close to the urban centers?
Right, right. So by amenities...
Well, other things that go along with what are included on the grounds.
Well, we have a beautiful community room on the first floor, just as you walk through the foyer, and residents are able to use that just by, you know, at any time. It has a full kitchen off of it, fully appliance. We try to keep coffee stocked and everything for, you know, people to be able to use. They have dishes and everything. They can actually reserve it. Just by letting us know. They don't have to pay anything like that. We also have a nice little computer lab on the second floor. We call it a little internet cafe. There's computers and printers in there and, you know, toner and everything that you would need. Say you need to go out and print something, you know. We also have coffee and a smaller fridge in there. On the third floor, we also have another lounge that has a TV and couches and a little chess table and everything. So people have, you know, a lot of places to kind of go and just get out of their apartments. We also have a gas fire pit in the back off the community room, a nice patio for people if they are, you know, just hanging out. They could go sit around the fire pit at night and just relax and enjoy the scenery.
Yeah, I was going to say peaceful, relaxed. Those are words that come to mind when I'm thinking about the setting for this.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Park Creek Senior Apartments. And first time for you guys in the Buffalo Living Tour because it's the first time it's ventured out into the suburbs. So
yes.
Got to be pretty excited about the opportunity
yes.
to show off, showcase what you have.
We are. We are very excited. We are looking forward to it. And we actually have a special for Buffalo Living Tour attendees only. And essentially, we would pay up to $1,000 of the moving costs if they signed before November 30th. So definitely, you know, the moving costs are, I think, in the moving in general is probably one of the biggest impediments to, you know, people wanting to move. So we figure if we take that out of the equation and say, hey, we already have this wonderful company and we'll pay up to $1,000 of your moving costs, you know, I think that's going to really help people and ease their minds.
Yeah, and nice incentive too. So definitely worth checking out next Saturday, November 18th, the Buffalo Living Tour, of which you are a big part. And when you agreed to be a part of this, what kind of meetings did you have with maybe some of the other developers or some of the other groups that are involved? Anything like that? Or was it just from our end, Paul Maurer, who puts this thing together?
Yeah, really just Paul. He was very persistent and, you know, sat down and it really just made sense to us. So we thought, hey, why not? We'll give it a try. We want to get people in and let them see how great our apartments really are.
And as far as Equest development moving forward, future plans, is this one of those things where we'll wait and see how well Park Creek Senior Apartments turns out, or already looking into perhaps developing, purchasing other places?
At this point, I'm going to say it's wait and see. I don't always get all that information. I'm a little bit new there. So I'm going to say it's just wait and see. I'm really focused on Park Creek, though, myself. So I just want to get it to be the best it can be and then, you know, see what else I can do for the company, if anything.
Sure. And along those lines, do you have any plans or things that you would like to see added to what you already have, which seems to be pretty extensive?
Well, we are hoping to build some more garages. That's one of the things that we're looking into. So it would just take, a proposal getting approved by the town, and I guess we'll see where that goes from that.
Sure. And again, anything else about Equest development that you wanted to throw out there, or specifically Park Creek Senior Apartments?
We are just really looking forward to the Buffalo Living Tour. You know, we're looking forward to having people come through and really filling the apartments up with people that really want to be there. So I think it's a wonderful place to be.
And again, the best opportunity would be to check this out next Saturday. But if they're not able to make it, how would they go about contacting you for maybe a look-see?
They can either give me a call at 367-7893, or they can stop in Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or Saturdays from 11 to 4 at 408 Mill Street in Williamsville, 14221.
Only Jessica there, so you'll be easy to find?
No, Mike is there as well. Mike Daly is also there with me. He's helping, with all the leasing and everything, so he will be there as well. So it's basically us each day and our wonderful maintenance person, Andrea.
Right.
Loves to listen to WBEN.
Oh, that's nice. That's not necessary, but that's very nice.
She does. She told me yesterday.
That was the other thing, because I've asked everyone else. It's certainly not just the staff of you and the maintenance person. There are a number of people that work together to make this property work.
Yes, definitely. There's Jim Harrigan and Tim Weber, who basically, did everything from the beginning before I was there. So, and they've kind of become a little bit more hands-off now that I've become, but they're definitely still very much involved and want to see it be successful.
Well, Jessica, looking forward to checking things out, and thank you very much for the time.
All right, thank you.
Jessica Tracy, she's property manager with Park Creek Senior Apartments, part of Equest Development. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930. WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.